Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, from Puerto Rico at the El Conquistador Hotel, my guest is Gene Madsen, who's president and CEO with StarNet. How are you doing, Gene?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you doing?
Well, good to be with you. This is a big meeting for you guys at StarNet. This is not only your fifth year of being at the helm as president and CEO, but this is your 20th anniversary. Just to start out with, talk a little bit about your attendance and membership levels, things like that.
Well, Kemp, this was a record-breaking meeting for us in every respect. It is our 20th anniversary, and as a result, we had tremendous support from our vendor partners and great attendance by our members. I think the fact that we are here in Puerto Rico, which is a very beautiful location, I think a place that many of our members and vendor partners hadn't been to before, so they made a point to come to this meeting. So our attendance was just shy of 700 people. And that was a combination of vendor partners, members, and special guests like you, Kemp. So it was really terrific.
All right. So you have 165 members that represent about 300 locations. For those that don't remember, StarNet is an organization of commercial contractors. You know, one of the neat things about this 20th anniversary is there really hasn't been too many organizations of commercial contractors that have lasted 20 years, have there?
No, not really. And I think for us, the difference was that we had tremendous leadership in this organization from the very beginning. Last night at our 20th anniversary dinner, we celebrated and honored the 12 companies that founded this group, and they're all still active in the membership and represented here in Puerto Rico. And it was quite emotional for everyone, even the newer members, to see these 12 gentlemen stand up representing the strength and the leadership that brought this group together. So I think that's really the reason we've been able to survive. And also we've tried to change with the times. We've tried to look beyond current successes and think down the road what's happening in the industry and how can we play a more valuable role.
All right, well, there's a couple things that I want to point out. Before we get into that, though, let's just talk about the highlights of the meeting. You did have a keynote speaker. You had the communications head from Harley-Davidson, who gave a great speech. One of the key points he made was around branding. It's not just the brand. It's kind of the story behind the brand. And that, you got to make your customers being more of a business word. You got to make them disciples, which is more of a religious word. So that's a good message for almost any company, isn't it?
I think so. And I think what he pointed out is we can't do business the way we might have done it even 5 years ago. It's about displaying to your customer base or to your end user, in the case of our business, why your business is unique and what about your business makes you better than your competition. And also, he made a very interesting point about you need to work with people, you want to work with people you like. And I think the relationships in this industry are still about working with people you like and people you trust.
All right, so obviously it's a meeting of commercial contractors. You've got to talk about moisture mitigation, talk about some new product innovations like floating floors. You talk about upselling higher-priced goods. But a couple other little things you did, you talked about how to use an iPad in your business. So pretty well-rounded agenda, right?
Well, we try to reach out to the interest levels of our members. We typically, when we build our workshop plan, we want a technical workshop that's really back to the installation, which is core. This meeting, we talked about floating floors, which is a very rapidly evolving segment with lots of different options. To your point on the iPad, the acceleration of usage of the iPad among our members has been amazing. And we did a survey with the members before we came to this meeting on their iPad as well as their smartphone usage and how those tools are really enabling them in their business, both from a presentation perspective but also the nuts and bolts of the business. So that is a technology story that we feel obligated to bring to them. We also typically have a member panel. In this particular meeting, we had a very good member panel on planning ahead on your business in terms of future leadership and future management, because that is a reality that all of our members have to think about. And then we also looked at the carpet segment and how we can better equip our members to sell higher priced, higher value carpet. So we feel like we kind of covered the landscape in terms of what their interests are.
And again, you continue this whole initiative around bringing the next generation of leaders in and having a set of meetings with them too, right?
That's right. We started this a couple of years ago. We've identified, of course, that there's rising management in the member company. Sometimes it's a child of the owner. Sometimes it's just a younger manager who's showing a lot of strength and a lot of ability to eventually run the company. So, and we also selfishly want to connect them with each other so that they come to StarNet meetings, they meet other StarNet members, they begin to build the bridges our members have with each other already, and that's really the future of StarNet. So there's two goals behind that. But yeah, we had over 50 people at this meeting at the Next Gen group, and naturally they're starting to really get friendly and get to know each other and communicate already. So it's really been a success.
You know, one of the things that is often debated amongst some of the suppliers in the business is who do you focus your efforts toward in growing your business? And certainly there's the A&D option, there's the facility manager's option, and there's the commercial contractor option. And one of the reasons I point out that there is this debate going on is that a couple of years ago, you guys changed your bylaws to put more emphasis and focus on helping your vendor partners grow their market share. As a result of those bylaw changes you made, you've actually had tremendous growth with your vendor partners, right?
That's absolutely true. To us, the vendor partner network is the lifeblood of this group. Obviously, we want our members to continue to thrive and grow, but it has to be done in a partnership model with our vendor partners. And I think what we've seen, especially over the last 2 or 3 years, is a tremendous bridge building between our members and our vendor partners. Not that there were bad relationships, but that awareness and appreciation of others. So to your point, a year ago we made a change in our bylaws which would incent our members to move their business to our network. And we saw in the results from 2011 tremendous growth based on what we believe. There's a combination of factors, but certainly that purchase incentive made a big difference.
So for those that think that the commercial contractor can't influence the volume of business or the spec, you've actually proven that wrong, haven't you?
Yes, we have, but we started proving that wrong back with the exclusive products we have that were launched several years ago. We were able to get up to very sizable volumes with those products, and those were products that were carried only by the army of salespeople with StarNet. So we definitely affect the business. We definitely affect the specs. We're training our members on specifier activities with a workshop we do every year. And all of those together are helping our members to build that capability.
All right, there's one other key news item we need to talk about. You've had some tremendous leadership. I think you've had 4 leaders up to this point in the 20 years. And you've had a tremendous leader that's led you through this economic depression, Randy Wise, who has multiple locations up in the Northeast with RD Wise. And now, as of today, you have a new leader to lead you as chairman of the board. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, to your point, Randy Weiss has been a tremendous leader for us, and he does follow in the footsteps of Bob Sabasic, Randy Rubenstein, and Harold Chapman, who have been also great leaders. But today, Randy put down the gavel. He's completed his term, and our new chairman is Bill Croswell from Kraft Croswell down in Mississippi. And Bill is one of our charter members. He's an incredibly experienced, knowledgeable, wise person who I believe will do an excellent job leading this group to the next phase.
Well, Gene, I've got to admit, you know, I do a lot of travel and I meet a lot of different organizations, and StarNet is one of the most professional organizations in the business. So you're to be commended for the type of memberships that you have. You're continuing to look at gaps you have in coverage and also trying to add some new members?
Well, we added 4 new members this year. We're focusing on open territories because we are very sensitive to the fact that, especially through the recession, we don't want to add additional members in markets where we do have some good, strong members already. So we've focused more on where don't we have a member at this point. And it's really getting down to, you know, we have members in 48 states, so there aren't that many places we don't have members, but we certainly can find markets where we can pick up some coverage. Our goal isn't to hit any specific number. It's really just to continue to strengthen the group.
Okay, great, Gene. Good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Gene Mattson, who's president and CEO with StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.